Right, joining us on the line, Annelien van der Poel, Chief Operating Officer, Debt Rescue South Africa. Annelien, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
We know the situation is dire. How bad is it? Has it worsened since the riots? Has it worsened in recent months? When you deal with people, how much of debt are they really in?
It's very tough at the moment. We've seen some incredible increases. I mean, obviously, since this pandemic has started, it's thrown the whole world into quite a degree of chaos, if we can call it that way. And what's happened subsequently is we've seen incredible job losses. We're sitting at the highest unemployment figures, that our country is facing currently. We've seen living expenses increase exponentially. Fuel alone went up by more than 30% in 1 year. So the impact on consumer pockets is massive at the moment. And the reality is, people are just not able to get by anymore. In terms of statistics, the last set of statistics we got from the National Credit Regulator, approximately 40% of credit active consumers are in arrears with their accounts and are considered to be have an impaired credit record. So the reality is it's a very, very tough time out there right now.
What are the reasons? I would assume that some people are in debt because of lifestyle choices, others because of dire economic circumstances. Business took a knock, got retrenched, lost a job, had to take a pay cut. Are there any other factors? And what's the primary reason that South Africans are in debt?
Well, the primary reason and that we've seen, South Africans were struggling financially. It was already a difficult situation prior to the pandemic happening. It's not that it wasn't there and it's because of this. It just got exponentially worse. And the reason for consumers being over-indebted varies. A lot of the time, it's literally to just make sure that they can put food on the table and manage to live monthly. And we're seeing a lot of that at the moment. It's a question of people are having to, especially people with debt, are having to decide between, am I going to pay my debt or am I going to, put food on the table? And a lot of times that balancing act causes them to get into more debt, because as they pay one or as they pay off some of the debt, they fall behind in the fact that they cannot, buy necessary living expenses, so they incur debt for that again. And eventually it just becomes this snowball effect of trying to get out of the situation.
Now, prevention is always better than cure, right? For those who are not in debt or whose debt, luckily at the moment, is still manageable, what advice would you give them to ensure that they don't find themselves in the situation that many South Africans currently are facing?
Well, I think this will go for anybody, irrespective of what their circumstances is to get an understanding of what your true financial situation is. And it's that one thing that most of us really hate having to do, but it's doing a budget. Understanding your true financial circumstances comes from doing that budget. And it's such a negative experience usually to have to sit and face the realities. But it's the best way to know where are your opportunities. And the simplest way that I could say is when you do your budget, split it into three sections. On the one side, obviously, have your income. Whatever your income streams are, whether it's your salary, whether you've got a part-time income stream, whether you're doing something, etc. List all your sets of income on one section. Your second section must be your living expenses. Now, here, a couple of months of bank statements is very handy. And look at how much you are spending on different living expenses. And this would be food, your fuel, school fees, transport, any kind of expenses that you have to incur monthly. You list them there. And why I'm saying is this is an opportunity is a lot of times when we look at our bank statements, we'll see some things that we'd forgotten about, subscriptions we no longer use or memberships we don't really need, etc. Is where's your opportunity to reduce and cut down and so forth? And then from there, your third section would be your debt. And here you would list and go, what are the debts I have? So this would be your home loan, your vehicle finance, credit cards, store cards, personal loans, your overdraft, etc. And what is the minimum amount that I am supposed to be paying every single month? And what you then do is you take your income, you deduct your expenses, and you see what you have remaining. And then you compare that to the amount that you need to pay towards your debt every month. And this is where you can start making changes, taking action to get yourself into a position. And of course, part of those expenses, you need to list savings. We don't have a great savings culture in our country. And this is your opportunity to say, every single month, I'm making a provision for savings if my budget so allows, and start keeping that money in a separate account where you don't touch it, and it doesn't become, you know, that you end up spending it.
What about those who say, I just don't earn enough to live a basic lifestyle, let alone a comfortable lifestyle or even an extravagant lifestyle, and hence I am slowly but surely being sucked into debt, or those who say, I can't get out of the debt because I just don't have the money?
Yeah. Look, the one thing I listened to somebody speak the other day, and they said, you know, it's the one thing about South Africans is we're very entrepreneurial people. We find ways to always try and supplement the income. But if the fact is that you cannot do anything further to supplement the income, and you are sitting with debt that you cannot repay. Now, once you've had done that budget and you look and you say, I have X amount available to pay towards my debt, but my debt is more than that X, is to seek help from a professional in the form of a debt counselor. The National Credit Act makes specific provision for over-indebted consumers to seek legal help through the Act in the form of debt counseling, which helps them repay their debt at more affordable installments over a longer period of time, and preventing legal action, keeping assets and so forth, and repaying and honoring that debt obligation that you have through the process of debt counseling.
All right, thank you so much for your time this morning, Annalene. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.